Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present is called He Gave Gifts Unto Men, and we're doing part 5 from 11-part series. I now want to go into the topic particularly of the fivefold ministry positions. Reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, till we all come into the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 4, 13, it reads, till we all come into the unity and not till we all come into the splinter groups. The ultimate goal of ministry is to unite and not divide. And this is a very important understanding and fact for all pastors and leaders to understand. These ministry gifts I'm just about to start talking about have been given to the church to bring balance in the church and spiritual maturity. A basic description of the main offices, that is the fivefold ministry, is one, the apostle, above all, is to inspire and lead the way for gaining ground by establishing new works for God. The prophet ministry is inspirational. He speaks by direct divine inspiration and revelation from God. The evangelist has a direct endowment from God to preach the word for salvation of souls, also followed by signs and miracles. The pastor is the shepherd or the overseer of God's sheep, basically the government in the local church. The teacher teaches the word not by natural ability, but by divine ability of the Holy Spirit. And also the teacher has revelation into the word of God. When we go back to the word of God, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, it says these fivefold ministry positions have been put in position to edify the body of Christ and also to mature the believer. The fivefold ministry people that are put in position by God have a stronger anointing upon them than the normal believer. They are to work together as a team to edify or build up the body of Christ and to train and equip the believer to do the work of the ministry. While they may be separately in their offices, they are to work together as a team, and this is what God wants. When Jesus was on the earth, he was the fullness of the full fivefold ministry. He operated in all of those positions, and he's now given that to the church and ministries. One final point here I'd like to make is one office is not greater than the other office, and one office in the fivefold ministry position does not reign over the other four positions or reign over the church or dominate. It is very important that the people in the fivefold ministries understand that their gifts and positions have been given by God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. I hope this audio teaching will give you a basic idea of the fivefold ministry positions, what they basically are, and what they are to achieve. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.